Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
Hi, and welcome to the Voice with Action podcast. I am here with Liz, who is one of our staff members at Orphan Relief and Rescue. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Deb.
So what do you do for Orphan Relief and Rescue for people that don't know you?
Okay. Well, I am Rebecca Pratt's executive assistant. So that means that I do any research or writing or not really anything that she needs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Liz recently traveled to West Africa and she got to go for the first time.
First time.
So I wanted to hear all about that and hear how that time was and what was a highlight from your trip.
You know, Rebecca asked when we were leaving, like, what are your highlights? What is your low? And I was like, I don't have a low. Everything about it was amazing. You know, I was kind of worried because I've never been and I really don't love heat. I was worried physically, you know, and a little bit spiritually too, like kind of like, oh, what am I walking into? But God just did amazing things. Like from the minute we got there, I was like, oh, wow, this is where I'm supposed to be. Just working with the kids. Rebecca was kind of sick the first half of the trip. Sure. So we were like just thrown right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just working with the kids and seeing the communities.
Yeah. One thing that I thought was really cool that Liz shared was that she said, I could live here.
Yes.
And I don't think I've heard many people travel with us to West Africa for the first time and say, I could actually live here. Tell me more about that. Like, what was it that just made you feel like you were at home?
You know what? I really am not sure what it was. It was just an overwhelming sort of feeling like, so much like I was supposed to be here right now doing what I'm doing. And it felt comfortable. It was strange. And I came home and I told my family like, hey, you want to move to West Africa? They were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited to go back.
What was part of the reason for going on this trip? Like, what are we exploring as an organization?
So we have been thinking a lot about how to provide sort of like trauma care, heart care for the people that we work with. Because obviously, if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know that we deal with a lot of really, really heavy stuff. And so we wanted to do our best to just really provide good care. And so for almost the entirety of my work experience with ORR, I have been doing a lot of research into what kind of heart healing kind of programs are there and getting some training and like what's the best psychological processes, what does God's word say, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we put together some things and we wanted to try them out. That was really validating because I had wrestled so much with like, how is the best way to do this? How do we honor God? Right. And I had consulted with different people and looked at a lot of different things, but you never know until you get there. And because Rebecca, you know, was kind of out for a couple of days, I had to do the first couple of days of this just kind of on my own. And I just really leaned on God.
And just to clarify for our audience, Rebecca was sick.
She was.
So she was like, and which happens, you know, when we travel, you just never know what viruses you might pick up. So she was laid in bed sick.
She was. And she watched in through Zoom so that because it was such a testing time, like we really wanted to see like what's working, what's not working.
And we were just trying with our staff.
Yes.
Like kind of running this potential kind of curriculum, what works with our staff.
Exactly.
Before, we're not in the implementation process at all. This is all like exploring.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. So, you know, we had what we thought would be useful, but Rebecca was watching through Zoom so that she could give some feedback. So every day we kind of chatted like, did this work? Did that work? You know, but the things that helped our staff were so like profound. And I was just so honored to be able to bring that to them. Sorry. And so relieved, really, that it was helpful.
Well, can you give some specific examples of like feedback from the staff of what they said was kind of maybe eye-opening for them or freeing for them or, you know?
Yeah. So even just, you know, basic calming your body down, you know, kind of like, how do you get out of a panic attack? How do you calm your body down if you're feeling upset or hurt, you know, or if you can't breathe because your trauma is just really digging in? Just even that to be so impactful. Like, I just didn't think that that was going to be as amazing to our staff as it was. And we all just, you know, wept together and just, and then also wrestling with the idea of what forgiveness is and what forgiveness isn't. Right. And that idea of like, forgiveness doesn't always mean we have a relationship with the person that's hurt us. Right. And that was a big one, right? The idea that forgiveness is a journey that we're on with God, you know, potentially for forever. Yeah. That was huge. Oh, the idea of being able to, you know, we introduced the idea of lamenting and how much that is found in the Bible and how we can take our pain to God and how he hears us, and being able to lament those things which happened to us. But then also, and Rebecca was able to lead this part, which was great because she's helped me with this, that idea of renewing the mind, you know, and like, what does God think about you? And then reframing is what we call it here in the West, but like that renewing the mind and how God himself, like all through scripture, has given us tools for how do we live victoriously? And so to be able to bring that and see it in action was so amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because where we work, for our audiences, the community is very used to cursing, very used to. So if you offend someone, if you hurt someone, if you feel fear, the answer is to curse. But then when you bring in and learn this, when you meet Jesus and discover this element of forgiveness and, you know, what does that mean to actually live that out and practice that, but still be aware that, you know, you have pain, you have trauma, you've been hurt, you know, boundaries need to be set or whatever it might be. But it is amazing to kind of boil down, like, what is it that we're promised even by God? Is we're promised that he's with us, you know, he'll never leave us. We always are asking, you know, what is it that you think of me? You know, it's an identity piece, but then it goes back to, well, can I trust you, God?
Exactly right.
And then in the end, you know, it's that relationship of bringing all those things together that then you can live out or choose to forgive or, but it's based in, what do you say about me, God? And can I trust you? And then I can.
And kind of back to that, like, who is God, right?
Yeah.
That ties in with trust thing, but like, who are you that I would trust you? Even just laying that foundation is helpful because then you know that you can take stuff to God.
Yeah. Well, we always love telling stories from our experience. So do you have any stories that stood out to you from your 10 days that you were there?
There was one little boy who, and I hadn't prayed with him, but he really wanted to become a Christian. And so one of our other people had prayed with him, and you know, he's brand new to what ORR would offer and all that kind of stuff. And he had walked by, and I have been working so hard on like learning French so that I can kind of try to speak to people.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you know, hey, I heard that last night that you prayed that you wanted Jesus to be your boss and he wanted to be your king in your life. And he, you know, kind of nodded. And I was able to say it in French, like, did you know that that means that you and me are now brother and sister in Christ? And his face just like lit up, you know, and that was really, really, really precious. And then I touched everybody I could, which my husband was also like, what are you doing? You know, but I just really, you know, I held some babies and I hugged women in the villages and, you know, in our safe home. And yeah, and just like all the stories that we've been hearing on the podcast about what God is doing in those villages. Like there, you know, there was one that you just walk in and you could tell that the Spirit of God was like actively working there. It was unbelievable.
Mm. Yeah, tell me more, because this is one of the villages that even our staff were kind of blown away by, I would say, kind of the move of God, you know, from the leadership and from the elders and the chief in this village. So what was that like for you, meeting them and seeing their enthusiasm?
Yeah. I mean, God is doing work everywhere, but that place in particular, like they were so focused on like, yes, tell us what we do, right? Like, they had had some kids, you know, who were goofing around, and there's no community center in that village. So they had stolen the tent, you know, and they were just kids
in the community. So we had the like tent set up for kind of a makeshift for a gathering.
And some of the kids had like taken it away. And, you know, the chief and the elders were just like, okay, maybe we should talk about, like, how do you live, you know, rightly for God, you know, and they had found it. It was there when we were there, that tent. But, yeah, just sharing testimonies, you know, the people themselves were sharing testimonies of what God was doing in their lives. And you could tell that it was really real. You know what I mean? Like, they were really hungry for, like, how does God want us to live? Like, what do we tell kids who are, you know, acting out and not being respectful or whatever, right? Like, how do we help them, their hearts to be changed, to want to be like Christ, to want to grow, you know? And so that was really powerful, right? Like, and it made me think, like, oh, man, we got to get discipleship in here, you know?
Yeah, because they were hungry.
They were hungry.
Like, they just want to know more, and they're asking so many questions. And yeah, that's right. So what exactly were you doing there? Did you have a community meeting?
So we did 5 community meetings in 3 days. A lot.
That's not normal for what we do. And there, you know, it was just me and Rebecca and another late sponsor who was there. Actually, you guys heard from her, Brittany. Yeah, so we just gave our testimonies, and Rebecca shared Christ and, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
And that was interesting too, because I didn't know quite how to do my testimony. I had a pretty normal life, you know, and so I didn't really know how to tie in God means everything to me. So I was kind of like, well, what story am I going to tell except his story? Like, I don't know. And so that took me a minute to be able to identify some stuff. And that actually was really, really cool, because I hadn't, as much as I've had a normal life, I haven't had an easy life. That was what God really spoke to me about, actually. As I was sharing the testimony, it was like, I realized that the purpose of suffering, that purpose was so that I could actually really relate with those people. Because a lot of the things that I had gone through are things that they're actively in the middle of. And I had never known that before. Tying in with the first week of working on this heart healing, you know, and the idea of, like, does God use suffering? Like, how? And then to watch it and to think in my own heart, like, this is why. This is why I was hungry,
mm-hmm.
right? This is why I didn't have any food, you know, I didn't know where to get food. This is why, so that I can relate on a really personal level with the people around me.
Yeah. It is amazing how, you know, when we're walking with God, how he will truly use everything to allow us to then be present with another person, you know, to like have empathy, to be able to sit and listen, to be able to be patient and extend grace and extend true. And scripture says, you know, we have been forgiven so much, therefore we can forgive others. And so it is a beautiful picture of the body of Christ that extends beyond, you know, oceans and cultures and histories, and because there is a unifying aspect of just his love, his redemption, that he, even when there's so much pain in this world, you know, that he is still a good God. Like, he is still
right, and he's still working,
yeah, and bringing us together, which is, yeah, a gift, one of the gifts of for sure working with Orphan Relief and Rescue. Because I really believe every time we travel to West Africa, it changes us.
Yeah.
Like, there's something in it for us, like, that we bring home. So what would you say that you have brought home with you now is either making you live life differently or see life differently, or something that God's challenging you in since coming back?
I think it's tied to what we've just been talking about. Like, I think there were parts of the trauma of my own story that I didn't know how to let go of. I didn't know how to see that as maybe even a gift from God, right? Which I think is just a really difficult thing. And I say that very carefully. But, like, I think it made me so grateful for the things that I have walked through. It helped my own self to be able to renew my mind on how I pictured those things. Not something to just get away from.
I've always said, like, you have to face your stuff head on, right? Like, God is working. But there was something about, like, actually experiencing, watching God use the hard stuff in my life to touch other people's.
Mm-hmm.
Something I would tell.
Yeah.
And that felt, it just made me feel like it's actually really okay. It's okay that God doesn't answer prayers sometimes in the way that I want. And that's a gift and a blessing for myself.
Yes.
Even though it's a hard thing.
And expand upon that a little more. It wants to use that so that you can be present with someone else.
Well, and I think even just being present in my own life,
yeah,
and not wishing to be in a different life.
Yeah.
Or not wishing that the past had not happened.
Wow.
Right. Like some of that hard stuff, you know, like to just be like, oh, God's using that. What's better than that, right? Like, if my whole life is just to be His,
yeah,
then to see that redemption of some of that stuff, that you kind of go, man, why'd I have to walk through that? Why'd that, right? Like, to see the end result of that is in someone else's life, but also in my own life, it feels like I can be more present with my own family. It feels like I can be more content.
Well, one cool fact about Liz is that she's known Rebecca for a long time. Because I just think that's interesting. You know, God's timing in bringing staff members even to Orphan Relief and Rescue is really cool to see. And even the timing of even your heart and passion for this, like, heart healing program.
Yeah.
And so not only kind of your skill set and your giftings for this program, but then just the timing of it is the right time. And you just started working for Orphan Relief and Rescue just
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been 2 years, but you've known Rebecca since you were young.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I met Rebecca because when I was a kid, we moved to Whidbey Island, which is where Rebecca was living at the time. And I sat behind her sister-in-law, I didn't know this, who is my age, in church. And I didn't have any friends. So I remember sitting behind this girl and being like, oh, that looks like a nice girl. And so anyway, we became best friends. And we hung out all the time. We still call each other sister. Anyway, through that, I met all the older siblings. And Rebecca was married into that family. And so we were like these wild little girls. And Rebecca was like this super cool, beautiful, like, totally had it together, young wife, you know, and then she had a little baby. And then she did like some, and I don't even know what we call it. It was like a girl's how do you behave kind of class. How do you take care of yourself? How do you behave? And so we went, but I'm sure we were like cleaning our fingernails. But that's what I remember. I remember her being that like sort of mentor, like this beautiful, beautiful woman, right? So then I moved away and I actually lived in Canada for 20 years and she started Orphan Relief and Rescue. And I always thought it was really, really intriguing because when I was a kid, the only thing I really wanted to do was act and work with orphans, not in West Africa, but that was the thing that I wanted to do. I thought I was going to spend my life doing that. And God had a totally different plan, but I would keep an eye on Orphan Relief and Rescue in case there were like jobs that popped up, even in Canada. Like I would kind of just take a look every once in a while at the website. When we moved back to the States 10 years ago, a couple years in, everybody, my husband had lost his job. I wasn't really working. And I thought I would look again. And Rebecca and I reconnected at a family wedding. And at that wedding, I had, you know, been kind of like, ooh, you should work with my husband a little bit. And so I put them in touch. And then I was on the webpage, you know, just really desperate. Like we had nothing going on. And our financial situation was a disaster because of being out of work. And there was an executive assistant position there. And so I reached back out to her and I said, I know I put you in touch with, you know, my husband, but like, could I send you a resume?
Yeah.
And I just remember because there was another job, like an office kind of job at the same time. And I felt this sense of like dread. I didn't want to take this other job, even though I think I would be working with Christians. And I just felt this sense of dread. And then when Rebecca called me to do the interview, I was like, I just want this job. And Rebecca said, you know, we talked for a couple minutes and then she said, I was going to like wait and pray about it, but I want to hire you. And so that was such a beautiful thing of God, because I basically walked outside the house to talk to Rebecca and walked back in with a job.
Yeah, it just feels like God has really brought back those dreams that were in my heart as a child that I didn't ever feel like I could really pursue.
And that's the same with my testimony, right? Like, it feels like that full circle moment of like, okay, do you see what God is doing? Which we don't often get, right? Like, we often walking through really blind and really feeling like, what are you doing, Lord? Like, where are you? So I just happen to be in a season where God is really showing me what he's doing, which is a beautiful, beautiful blessing.
We always end our podcast on an encouraging note. So what would you say to someone who's in that season where they are kind of like, God, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, I think just really cling on to Christ. He really has not left you alone. And that this time is for you. Even if you never see it here on earth, it's for you to get to know him better, to have everything stripped away so you can just have him. Don't let that go to waste. Oh man, just don't let that go to waste. God has you even in the midst of when you feel like he's not there.
Well, thanks for joining us on this podcast, Liz, and we'll definitely get you back on. Curious to see also how this trauma healing unfolds.
And yes.
You know what? I'm excited for where we're going. Yeah. I hope you all can tune in next week.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.